session number 21595, Reel 3.
Sonny Pratt, Reel 3.
Yes, we had to take off when we took off the amputated the limbs or the hands, we had to take the rings off the fingers and put them in little bags and for when they came to after the operation. And it's terrible to have to just think you took the pieces of meat up to the deck and threw them out of buckets and into the water. Pieces of your friends that they weren't going to use anymore. One particular friend had both his legs off and one arm, and he actually survived the war and lived to so I don't know any long how after, but he survived the war and did a lot of work apparently. Lots of things like that. There's so many heroes you can't talk of them, you know. It's a very, very tough war.
Was this a kamikaze attack?
Yeah. More or less, yeah.
So he just crashed the plane on the ship?
No, he came right down to as far as he could get, and he swooped out. And he was just within feet of the ship when he went up again. He'd let go his bomb at us, you see. Or probably at the carrier, but just missed the carrier and hit us, you see.
But he didn't crash the plane into the ship?
No, he didn't crash the plane. No, he got away. They both did. Shame, really. He became a hero, didn't he?
And you were taking in oil at the time?
Yeah, because we were virtually had very, very little left. We couldn't have gone much further anyway. Because being at high speed all the time, you're using up so much oil, and we'd already gone a long distance from Trincomalee. And then we went back to Durban to be repaired. And then after that, I think...
Where was the damage done to the ship?
The after part, the after torpedoes and Oerlikon deck.
All caused by one bomb?
One bomb, yeah. What it did, it burst alongside the ship as the shrapnel, big lumps went through everything. I remember the boat was going where I was, the shells, I remember it now. I had taken no sense in the first place, but the shells ran and all the smoke around. I didn't realise that they might have gone up at any time. That was where you don't realise what you're doing. It just has to be done at the time, doesn't it? You've got no sense of how can you say self preservation. Eh? You're thinking what you can do for the other ones to get them away from it.
What did you get your DSM for?
That was what it was for. Yeah. Outstanding courage and devotion to duty.
So you went for repair where to?
To Durban. And then from Durban, when we were repaired, I think we rejoined the fleet, but then came back I forget the actual dates. Anyway, we did our repairs there, and it wasn't long after that when it was VJ Day. And we're all called on deck to say we're coming home and hopefully enjoy. The admiral or general of the fleet said, you go home and don't forget what you've been fighting for, let's keep it. And I'll remember that to this day, what the admiral said, what we've got, keep it, fight for it. I still want to do that, if they let me. Sorry.
So, do you know the date when this Japanese air attack occurred, about?
I can't tell you the actual date. I could get it for you later on. Of course, that's another association which I couldn't join them all, obviously. But that was the last major action of the war. There was never another fleet engagement after the war. That was the last major action of the war. And
so was Virago your last ship?
Yeah, yeah. We came back to England and we got into Chatham. And I had a letter from the wife. She said, I'll be pleased when he get home, she said, because it's been so long. And I hope that when he come home, he'll be able to come home and be my husband again, you know. So I had the choice. They'd already got another ship for me, a cruiser. And I said, I'm sorry. They said, well, look, it's a lovely ship. I said, it's a lovely ship. I said, we've got a lovely wife who I want to see. I said, I've only seen for a month since we were married. I said, I want to see my wife. I said, I want to stay. I said, it's all right, you people here giving orders, but we keep going away. I said, the fleet, we see, in those days when we went away, it was for 2.5 years. Not a month or 3 months. You went for 2.5 years. And it's a big pull. And I had the chance to come out, so I said, that's it.
How do you feel now about having served in the Navy in the Second World War?
Very proud. Yeah.
Did you have any after effects of having served?
No. For all I went through, not at any time did we have any counselling, although we went through all this. I have no bad feelings anywhere. I've got no bad feelings against the enemy, because they had to do what they were told. The bad feelings, I think, are with the politicians, unfortunately. They're the ones that are causing the trouble. I think the people could get together and work together without giving away your independence, your sovereignty, or your individuality. I think if the people can get together and work together, the world would be a fine place, wouldn't it?
Yes.
When I was so upset when I got back to harbour and got back and cried on my couch, it was a strain and a stress. It was not for the actual work, it was for those that I couldn't help, those that died and asked for my help, and I couldn't do any more for them. And I just had to see them die, and it was so upsetting.